Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Yeah, let's get right into this. At Houston Texans on Twitter. That is a verified account, one that you can trust.
Is it real?
It is really Houston Texans.
We got to check.
I have checked. Lopez, you double-checking me on this?
I'm double-checking your word.
All right, we got the golden check, right?
This is officially official. Golden check, Houston Texans.
At Houston Texans.
With the NFL logo as well. It's kind of crazy you have to do all these levels of checks nowadays.
2 million followers.
Okay, all right. So just so you know, this is that real. And I will read verbatim. Nico Collins has been designated for return to practice, and we have made another roster move. Whatever that roster move is, that's cool. Let's talk about the big one.
Hallelujah and amen, right?
Nico Collins is designated for return. So first and foremost, let's ask the easy question. Do you think this means he will play on Sunday?
100%.
Yes.
100%. By the way, the corresponding move is Kenyon Green has been placed on the reserve injured list.
I did not think that was coming, did I?
Yeah. Kenyon Green, that's the corresponding move. I want to say enormous. I mean, when you're facing the Lions, your back is up against the wall. You know, he has been the biggest game changer, not named Joe Mixon, and even in that argument might be a bigger game changer, you know?
This is huge.
Yeah.
This is incredible because he can almost, that's too much, right? Like, not single-handedly, but when it comes down to it, he gives you and he provides so many easy answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that has been evident. That's one of the things that's placed a lot of pressure at the lap of Bobby Slowick is that the easy answers to Nico Collins went with that hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. And then it did not feel like the less easy answers were being put in the hands of CJ Stroud and the rest of this offense. Well, if you bring back some of the easy answers, that alleviates some of the issues. Now, Bobby Slowick still is going to have to draw some things up, like when it comes to being creative pressure-wise, maybe moving, putting C.J. Stroud more on the move, right? I know that in his availability yesterday, Bobby talked about the idea of, you know, using play action and then being high on the rates. I don't think next-gen stats supports that, and so maybe they need to try and get higher up on the rates of play action, but that's neither here nor there. I think if you do those things, everything that all the moves that you do in trying to like fix this offense or give the offense better opportunity to succeed is there's a force multiplier when Nico Collins is on the
field. That's a great way to put it, a force multiplier. So 1 hour ago exactly, we were talking about, you guys excited about this game?
Buddy, the excitement level went to over 9,000.
Up there.
And I was like, yeah, they're playing. It's Sunday night football, but I'm kind of apprehensive. The update, Figgy, is...
Put it directly. I feel like something got shot into my veins, man. I feel different now.
Let's go.
The update is let's go. And the biggest reason is not like, the obvious one necessarily. You know, that is the biggest reason. But beyond that, like, this is where the Lions have shown a little vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, the yards per attempt is pretty high. In other words, they can be had deep.
100%.
Well, what does Nico Collins do? Pretty dang well. He'll stretch that defense.
Nico down there somewhere.
And what does it do for Tank Dell now all of a sudden in the secondary role? I mean, I part of my apprehension is like, is Tank Dell, before Nico was activated, is Tank Dell going to back up a decent game with another big game that he would have to have? And I was like, I don't know. You know, the sample size has been up and down. What can you expect from Robert Woods, you know, who has 7 catches this year, I believe. Now, all of a sudden, Robert Woods looks a little better. Tank Dell looks a little better. Joe Mixon looks a little better.
Yeah, everybody gets slotted into a place where there's a little less expected from them overall, and that they can probably handle just a little bit better. Plus, this is the thing about a wide receiver of the caliber, Nico Collins. They are something that the defense has to account for.
Yeah.
And that shifts everything, right? It's one of those things that I've had a weird kind of some conversations about when it comes to Amon-Ra St. Brown, is I don't view him as that necessarily. He's a very good wide receiver, don't get me wrong. Like, particularly out of slot, he is tough. I don't know that he's one that forces the defense to change the way they go about things. Nico Collins is 100% that. And so, wow, what a boost this move provides. If the assumptions that we are making are the ones that are actually going to happen, and that Nico Collins, if you missed the news, the breaking news on the moment is that Nico Collins has been designated to return from the injury report with the hamstring injury that he was dealing with. And so that seems to lead to the idea that, one, he will practice today as they practice indoors at NRG Stadium, and two, he will play Sunday Night Football at NRG versus the Lions.
And then throw another little layer onto this that's going to help C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, and those receivers I just mentioned. We talked about this an hour ago, too. Or recently, if the line is just okay, they get a lot better.
Absolutely,
they get a lot better if they're just not a net negative. If they lose their share, which you're going to lose your share against the Lions pass rush and defensive front, especially now that it's been bolstered, but not get destroyed, this offense all of a sudden elevates to something that even without Stephon Diggs becomes a much bigger threat. And a much better opportunity to maybe win this game.
I'm interested in seeing how quickly lines move, because I want to see what this particular news does to the line. I think we had gotten to a point where this game was -3.5 in the favor of the Detroit Lions. I want to see what in the next, I don't know, few hours or whatever, where that line moves to, and just how much of an impact Vegas believes Nico Collins makes on the potential outcome of this game versus the Lions.
I am looking right now. It's still 3.5, but as you said, give it a half hour or an hour. Let's see.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Mm-hmm. If you're tired of the hassle of selling your tickets, say goodbye to the stress and let experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today, and they'll handle the rest. That's QUICKASYST, Quick Assist. Your ticket everywhere. Just one more time, if you were not listening a few minutes ago, the breaking news that happens for your Texans is that Nico Collins has been designated for return from the injured reserve. He was on the injured reserve dealing with that hamstring injury. And so 5 weeks is all it took. And now here he is returning to play, in theory, to play for your Texans. Now, I guess it is not 100% that he ultimately plays, but then I don't understand why you ultimately make that decision to designate him for return if he does not play.
No, he'll play.
On Sunday. Another thing, and maybe from the 832, some people were theorized that the line was only -3.5 because Vegas knew Nico was going
to
play.
They tend to know those things.
It did start at -5, right? Like, it was a point and a half more. So if you are in that place where the assumption is that it's 1.5 points for Nico Collins alone, that's also still something that's notable for your Texans. Another thing that's notable for your Texans, it's kind of funny. This was going to be, this is really interesting news. That got blown out of the water by Nico coming back. However, there's a new captain in town, and his name is Joe Mixon. That's right. Joe Mixon has been named now one of the new starters for your Houston Texans. He takes the place of voted starter Stephon Diggs. Obviously, Stephon Diggs was lost for the season. And so Joe Mixon gets to take that spot as a captain. And I'm kind of really excited about this, especially after C.J. Stroud had and can you get this for me? C.J. Stroud was kind of asked about Joe Mixon and like kind of the energy and the positive energy and presence that he brings.
Yeah, I expected that. You know, I met Joe, you know, last year when we played them, and you know, he had that dog mentality, you know, and you know, he brought it here, you know, and that's something we needed for sure. You know, we needed. And one thing I love about Joe will call you out. Like Joe called me out. Joe will call his linemen out. Joe will call, you know, coaches out. He don't care, you know. And ultimately, that's what you want because, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all came here for one common goal, and that's to win. And so, you know, if that's hurting somebody's feelings, you know, we grown men. We get paid to do this. So, you know, you got to be able to, you know, understand it, you know, take it for love because he really just cares about the game, you know. So, and he cares about his teams and his coaches. So, yeah, I love Joe.
The best thing I like about this is Joe Mixon deserves it. Obviously, he's been not just on the field, but you just heard C.J. Stroud talking about some of the, you know, the other aspects of his approach. But he's being named captain because Stephon Diggs is on injured reserve. Mm-hmm. Those two guys were the, you know, were brought in, and there was a certain amount of skepticism in terms of like what are they going to really bring. More so off the field with Stephon Diggs, those questions are answered. I mean, these guys are doing exactly what they were brought in to do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it's been kind of thoughts that we've had about, hey, man, what, you know, leaders, who is in that locker room kind of being a leader and kind of giving some of those things. Joe Mixon being mic'd up, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It gave you a little insight that he is kind of that leader guy, not just when it comes to just the general juice of it, right? Mm-hmm. He brings energy. He seemingly feels very comfortable being vocal with those guys. And so it's nice that you see the signal of that. The actual, you know, leadership is already happening, but the signal of that being the C on his chest, that he gets to have that as well. Some other things around the NFL is the Texans just completely dominated this segment, which I'm 100% cool with. Thursday night football, we got a fascinating one.
Terrific.
Down to the wire.
Yeah.
Between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals, a division game, and it really delivered on Thursday night football more than a lot of Thursday night football games had. 35-34 was the final. I mean, what was the big thing for you outside of the 2-point conversion? Whew. Is because there's a lot of things that you could turn to in this.
Ja'Marr Chase, holy moly, that guy is doing Jerry Rice kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, he is doing some
high praise,
incredible thing.
Can you believe they did not pay that man yet?
Oh, they're gonna pay him.
Well, here's the thing.
Someone's gonna pay him.
Hey, that's Cincinnati. Yeah. I don't know if they're gonna pay him.
I've been amazed that the Cincinnati Bengals have gotten to the place where they started spending a little bit of money, because that is a notoriously cheap franchise.
Oh, big time. It's just a bad organization. His agent has the easiest job in America right now. I mean, there's no question about it. Second thing, before we get to the two-point conversion, Joe Burrow has destroyed the Ravens this year. Absolutely destroyed them and lost twice. He threw for 392 yards and I believe 5 touchdowns in the first outing, and 400 and something yards and 4 touchdowns in this outing. He's killing them and lost twice.
Yeah, he
I would ask for a trade if I was him, man.
My gosh.
56 times, 428 yards and 4 touchdowns. 264 of those yards went to Ja'Marr Chase with 3 touchdowns.
Doesn't matter.
And
I mean, Joe Burrow is just ridiculous.
Just cooking. And yet, they have been swept by the Baltimore Ravens this year.
He's had a season against the Ravens.
Somebody on the text line asked this, and it's a question worth asking. Who is better, is it this 4-6 Bengals team or your 6-3 Houston Texans?
You know what my gut said? Just based on that.
Don't you say it, man.
I mean, hey, we're honest here. Like, just like eyeball test, Figgy. Eyeball test. Who's the better team?
I mean, you saw the way that the Cincinnati Bengals competed.
Well, who's the better quarterback?
I mean, it's arguable, but I'd take CJ Stroud. But what are the offenses doing? I just said the dude's had a season against one of the best teams, maybe the best team in the AFC. 9 touchdowns and over 800 yards passing.
Yeah, they started the season really poorly, losing 3 straight out the gate. But since they've really tried to steady the ship in some ways, now they've had some issues. They only put 17 points up on a Giants team at MetLife Stadium that you mm-hmm. probably should be able to, you know, yeah. really handle up. They've had some ups and downs. We might be really being prisoners of the moment after a
Let's say right now, who's the better team?
But right this moment, I think we have to consider the defense a lot more, too. Mm-hmm. And this Texans defense probably not given enough credit for what it can do, especially when healthy. I'll be a homer. I'll say the Texans.
Yeah.
But it's close.
It's close.
And it's an indicator of just how much, you know, kind of good fortune also factors into all of these things and the way your schedule lays out and those types of things. But, yeah, the Texans the Bengals fall, and some of the reason that they do is they get the game-tying or what could be a game-tying touchdown late in that game, and they opt, instead of going kicking the field goal, they opt to go for 2. They aren't able to get it. I know there's a lot of consternation about a potential face mask that could happen on that play mm-hmm. or a potential defensive holding that happens away from where the play is ultimately made on tight end Mike Gesicki. For you and your perspective, was the decision to go for 2 a smart one from Zach Taylor?
All day, every day. That was the absolute right thing to do. Are you paying attention, Buccaneers? Are you paying attention? Because that's what did I say just yesterday? You go for 2 on the road, go for the tie at home. They did the right thing, and if the referees would have pulled their heads twice, they could have easily won that game. Like, those were 2 of the worst calls. Like, it was a punch to the face, open-handed, whatever, slap to the face of Joe Burrow. That gets caught. If that was Patrick Mahomes, dude would have been suspended. I mean, the dude would have been suspended. And if that was Patrick Mahomes' receiver, it would have been ball game.
If we will allow analytics to further permeate the game in a way that I know people are already upset about, when it comes to the win percentage on the decisions, either kicking the point after touchdown or going for 2, technically, by a slim margin of 2%, the higher win percentage move was kicking the extra point, especially because the idea of being the way that the Ravens had moved the ball. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson in the final, let me see what the numbers were again. On third down, just in the second half, 7-7, 133 passing yards, 19 yards per pass attempt, 3 passing touchdowns, perfect pass rating. That's third down, and considering that they scored on their final 4 drives, like the idea that they would get the football back with 2 timeouts, an opportunity to be aggressive just to get themselves into field goal range, I think also affected this. I couldn't be mad at the decision to go for 2. It felt like stopping Lamar Jackson was a tough situation. Mm-hmm. Playing for the opportunity to go to overtime and maybe getting the coin flip, because again, Cincinnati's defense wasn't stopping no Ravens on that night. Like, I just, especially after halftime, it just felt like, hey, give yourself one good play with an offense of this caliber, you just kind of didn't get it.
I just feel like this is where you use the analytics as a guide, but not a rule. Because, you know, okay, maybe they kick a field goal, they move it down there quickly, but you really, what you're doing is, like, you're watching the game, you're like, I don't want to leave this to a coin flip. I do not want to leave this to a coin flip.
On the road, mind you,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and on the road especially. So, no, I get the analytics. I'm not anti-analytics. But I think at some point you go, hold on, let's take a step back from this. I know what I'm looking at over here, and we got to go for 2.
I think it worked out pretty good, too, because yeah. you could go to bed early, man.
Yeah,
we got to worry about that. The overtime.
There is that. Like,
let's decide the game right now.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry only had 68 yards in this one. Had a touchdown. But what did show up, Lamar Jackson, 290 yards, 4 touchdowns. And it just feels like the quality watching the game of him as a passer looks so much better now. Mm-hmm. Although I will say, how do you feel comparatively about this team versus the Ravens? Because one of the things that the Ravens do a lot It feels like there's a lot of like kind of lack of discipline. Like there's a lot of just kind of
freelance,
rough maybe around
not,
the edges.
Maybe not lack of discipline. Oh, you're talking about like even defensively lack of discipline
all the way around the team.
Maybe. Maybe. I just think when you watch Lamar Jackson run an offense, it's not lack of discipline. It's just like, let's play ball.
Well,
you know,
they had various things and points. They had penalties that they just have overcome because Lamar Jackson on third down was really good in this. It does feel like they have hit their stride. But again, even in a game where both these teams played really well, put up 34 and 35 points respectively when it comes to the Bengals and the Ravens. They still both look like they are not infallible.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with the vibes that I'm feeling off of Nico Collins returning, I think that if you get some things right offensively, you can be right back along with these teams, but you got to show it on Sunday.
Oh, there's been a mood swing in this studio. I'm sure there's been a mood swing in Houston as well as it comes to Sunday's game.
Let's test that out. That's around the NFL. That's brought to you by Quick Assist. Coming up next, when it comes down to, this will be the second game that you really and truly have Nico Collins mm-hmm. and Joe Mixon playing fully together. What is the expectation there? How are we feeling now that Nico Collins will return and play for your Texans? We'll discuss it next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.